This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters, and we send peace, salutations, blessings, and mercy upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his household, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as always, we first invite our attention in terms of gaining the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on gaining the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, the taqwa of Allah, the consciousness, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it matters the most to the believer. And it is the way that will help us to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us and named us to be his ummah, to be his nation, to be his followers, to be his people. And the topic of today's khutbah is on the deeds that are beloved to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The acts that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he loved to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to know the acts that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he loved, we need to invite our thoughts and ask ourselves this powerful question, that how much do we love Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, keeping his obedience as equivalent to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say if you really love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, meaning follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will be the outcome when you put this investment in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The outcome is يُحِبِّبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ, indeed Allah is oft forgiving and most merciful. From this ayah, my brothers and sisters, we can clearly understand the importance of following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how important it is, a condition, a criteria, a prerequisite for gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, if we claim any point in time that I love Allah, and I do not have the obedience of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my love for Allah is false. Because it is the condition of loving Allah is to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the clear manifestation, the clear outcome, the real evidence of a believer in claiming his claim right is to see that the obedience of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there or not. If it's there, then the claim that he loves Allah is true. And if it's not there, then he should keep on improving and keep on struggling to make his claim right and to work on loving Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, the love of the follower of an ummati towards Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen in the actions. And that is the reason. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us acts which are beloved to him. In other words, these are the acts which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed us the example by which and through which the ummah can learn and live upon those guidance in order to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. You should never be a true believer unless and until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more beloved to you than your parents, than your children, and the rest of the mankind. So the love for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be the topmost love after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way we have love, affection, connection, sympathy, care, that bridge that we have with our own parents, our own children, our own siblings, our own spouses, our own relatives and friends, we must evaluate ourselves that the love for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be much higher than the love that we have for each other. If we have the love for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more beloved than anyone else, wallahi, the way that you love each other will be more fruitful, it will be more blissful, it will be more productive, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed the real example, the practical way, the real way how you can love each other, how you can fulfill the rights with each other, how you can have, play your duties with each other. So the love for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it falls in the obedience of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are deeds that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved. To begin with, as-salah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved praying. Of course, as he said, there are no deeds more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the deeds which are obligatory. And upon the obligatory acts, the first evidence, the first proclamation, the first proof of a believer after he states, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, is aqimu salah. It's praying. So my brothers and sisters, one of the powerful ways of building upon the deeds that are beloved to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prayers. It's prayers. And we must have a real beautiful overall perspective of salah. Salah is not a physical exercise. It is a programming. And that's how Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, the companions. They didn't come for prayer just for the sake of doing some physical, you know, movements. No, it was a spiritual enlightenment. It was a way or the means that you built connection with your Rabb. And that's the reason Salah has a root word, Salah, which means link. You know that connection? Whenever you want to connect to Allah, there is no better way than prayer. Of course, the obligatory prayers are there for sure. There is no doubt about it. But then, prayer in general is highly recommended by Prophet ﷺ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help, support of Allah through prayer and patience. So prayer comes first in believer's life. No matter where you are, of course, we need to be really focused first on the obligatory prayers. We need to have our schedule clearly defined for the prayers. We need to know the accurate timings of the prayer. We need to plan our travel, our transport, our schedule according to the salah, not other way around. We need to ensure that, for example, if I'm leaving and there is only 10, 5 or 15 minutes for salah, I should make sure that I have the masjid on the way so that I can pray. And that is something which is the need of nafs. We want to have that spiritual energy, that positive impact, that kind of comfort, then that is in salah. That is the reason Prophet ﷺ, he said, Arihna biha ya Bilal. He used to tell Bilal, oh Bilal, give us comfort by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When you have that Allah, the call of Allah, that's the reason you get that positive energy. And this is one of the deeds that are beloved to Rasulullah. That is how we need to look at salah. It's just not physical movement. It is the movement which will tell you your position. The best position for a believer in the entire world is not to become a CEO or have some really, you know, degrees or something like that. No, for a believer, the best position is his sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. Is his sujood. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon asking the companion, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you want my company in Jannah, if you are really serious of your claim that you will miss me, and you want me to meet you in Jannah, in that highest level of Jannah, then make sure that you increase your sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your prostration. How do we increase? We increase it through salah. That's the primary way. So we need to ensure that we focus on our salah, and that is one of the beautiful and powerful deeds that will help us to refrain from the evil. And that's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It is salah that prevents you, that protects you from fahsh and munkar, from immorality and evil. So if you want to be in the safe zone, be regular in salah. Not just the obligatory salah. Make a reason to pray salah. For example, the amal, the action of the sahaba was every single morning before they start home, they used to pray two rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that their day guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ensure that we perform this beautiful deed of salah. Number two, my brothers and sisters, is siyam. Fasting is something which will be between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the obligatory fasts which are there in the month of Ramadan, walhamdulillah, all the Muslims across the globe, alhamdulillah, they fast. But then, the programming of this fasting and the result and the fruits of the fasting is what? Taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting is prescribed so that you and me can gain consciousness.
That taqwa, how do we gain taqwa? We talk about taqwa, this is very important. But how do we gain? One of the powerful ways or means is by fasting. So we need to ensure that we also, same like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who loved to fast and who fasted every Monday and every Thursday. These are the 2 days that he used to fast and used to say that these are the days in which the deeds of a person are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would love to see my deeds are presented to Allah azza wa jal while I'm fasting. So we need to possess this beautiful action of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was beloved to him, that we keep on fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. Whatever best capacity that we have, we must focus on this beautiful deed as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, the topic is beloved deeds to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we must find out more and more. In this short khutbah, it is not possible to derive all the list of the deeds that are beloved to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, as we mentioned, salah and siyam are one of the beautiful and the beloved deeds to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, Quran, the attachment of the Quran, the engagement of the Quran on a daily basis is something which was beloved to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he knew and he was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never have a direction in your life without the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your day will be empty, and you should feel so as a Muslim, as a believer. You must feel so that your day will be empty if there is no recitation, reflection over the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it 5 minutes, be it 10 minutes, be it few ayat, be it a surah, how much ever, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we have a daily engagement with the Quran. Fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only way that you can find it through the Quran. If you don't appreciate the words of Allah, how would we appreciate Allah Himself? So the way that Quran is given to us, it came as a guidance. So how can we know guidance without getting in touch with the Quran? It came as a mercy. So how do we gain mercy without getting involved with the Quran? It came as a solution. How do we gain the solution without touching the Quran? So we need to make a habit every single day, preferably or most highly recommended, right after Fajr or before Fajr. That is the moment where the angels, they witness the Quran, the recitation of the Quran. And this has to go in a deeper way, meaning we just don't recite it, but we need to understand it. We need to know the meanings of what we are reciting. And that is the crucial thing. We know that sometimes, you know, vast majority of the people, they might not understand Arabic. So there are translations available by which or through which you can at least comprehend the meanings what Allah mentions. It's a message and a miracle in both. The glorious Quran, it has transformed nations altogether. It has brought the worst to the best. It is the Quran that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status of the people through the Quran. And those who leave the Quran, they will be fall. They will fall into pieces. So they don't have direction. They are not worthy to deserve the mercy of Allah. They don't have solution oriented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. So how do they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that's the reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, one of the ways that you can, one of the ways that are beloved to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaging with the Quran. And this is the highest form of dhikr, subhanAllah, as Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, he used to say that this is the greatest of all dhikr. And that's how we find sakina. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. With the remembrance, with the Quran, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find tranquility, peace, comfort, satisfaction, that happiness that we are working for, that kind of, you know, luxury that we will have internally. And that's how we get it, through the engagement of the Quran. The last thing that I would like to share in this khutbah, my brothers and sisters, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved to have good character. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself was declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he raised his status high, very high, pureness and equal. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect as a worshipper, he was perfect in terms of his akhlaq, in terms of his behavior, in terms of his attitude, the way he used to tolerate people. And we know that UAE has declared this year to be the year of tolerance. He was a beacon of tolerance. He showed how to respect people, even they are different. They may come from different backgrounds, different regions, different religions, different, you know, ways that they can come with. But how do we make sure that we show our exemplary character? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. For you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have exalted your character high. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, on the day of judgment, the most beloved, the most headless deed that will be there is your character. What is character? Just be good to Allah and to people. Be there in the needs of your brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if a person fulfills the need of his brother, it is better than making i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi. SubhanAllah. He says Masjid al-Nabawi. We know the hurmah, the sanctity, the honor that Masjid al-Nabawi has. And he said, it is better that you go and fulfill the need of your brother. Your brother is in desperate need. He needs sometimes finance. He needs sometimes your emotional support. He needs sometimes psychological support. He needs sometimes that you just be standing beside him to give that moral support. Be there for your brother, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. You be kind to people and Allah will be kind to you. You have mercy on your people and Allah will have mercy on you. You forgive people, Allah will forgive you. And these are the categories or the ways that you actually gain the good character. And this is the need of the hour. My brothers and sisters, the world is watching Muslims and we need to present ourselves as the best example, as the ambassador of peace, tolerance, respect and honor, and give them the reflection by seeing you and me. They judge what a beautiful being Islam is. By seeing you, they know the values that the Quran and the Sunnah has. By seeing you and me, they will know the beauty that Islam provides as Muslims. So these are some of the deeds that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved. And that is the reason it is imperative upon us that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example. As Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example for you in your life is the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us to follow His shining and His powerful example in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and blessings upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enrich those who are, poor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure those who are facing the challenge of sickness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the problems, the atrocities and the challenges and the obstacles and the difficulties that the people are going through. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this beautiful country, the United Arab Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and grant well-being, good health and hasanat to the leaders of this beautiful country, the United Arab Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this beautiful country from all kinds of fitan, from all kinds of persecution and all kinds of evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. وَقَتِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ.